We're doing the Seva Dorot. We're in the middle of discussing 2047. Avram had his circumcision, and he quoted from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah a discussion whether Avram was born, whether Yitzhak was born, in Nisan, and then Avram's circumcision was, he says, on Yom Kippur. And then Avram was 99, and being that we count from Tishrei, from the creation of the world, so that was all the same year. If Yitzhak was born in Tishrei, and the Milah was on Yom Kippur a year earlier, so then calendar changed a year, right? So we discussed this a little bit last time. Some want to say Avram's circumcision was in Tammuz. That's what it says in one Medrash. It says, Kechom Hayom. They came as Avram was sitting in the heat of the day. So the Medrash says, when do you have a hot day on Tammuz? Some want to say his circumcision was on Yom Kippur. That's Tosus over there in the name of the Medrash. And in the Medrash Rabbah, it says that Sodom was overturned on Pesach. The Malachim came to Sodom on the eve of the 17th, the eve of the 16th, which was 3 days into Avram's Bris Milah. So then Avram's Bris Milah was 2 days before Pesach. So that's interesting, because Am Yisrael also had their Bris Milah shortly before Pesach when they came out of the Jordan. So these are their midrashim, trying to work out exactly when everything happened, the overturning of Sodom and the circumcision of Avram. Okay, so Hashem appears to him in Eilone Mamre, sends him 3 angels, Avram runs, he takes a calf, shechtzit, he gives a servant Eliezer to prepare the calf, and he asks Sarah to prepare the cakes, and the idea of the cakes was really to sap out the filth from the pots when they used to cook meat. So they used to have what's called tzikek deira, pieces of dough that they used to put on the top of the pot that used to absorb parts of the broth that you didn't want in the broth. Now, I'm not sure what that was. I'm not sure if that's like today, that we take skim off the fat off the top of the cooking. I'm not sure. But that's what Chazal tell us, that when he told her prepare cakes, he meant prepare cakes to soak up the parts of the cooked meat that we don't want to serve. They used to do that often. The Gemara calls it tzikik deira. And he brings before them milk and butter, and he lets them eat while they're waiting for the meat to cook. Now, the people of Sodom and Amorah and the five cities were very sinful, and they had this valley that was very wide. It was a half a day's journey, and in that valley they had streams of water and grass, and Sodom and Amorah would go there 4 days a year with their wives and children, playing drums and music, and they'd exchange wives, and basically it was a time where men could take any women they wanted. So they'd take one another's wives and one another's daughters, and what they did is they'd have 4 days in which they'd have this festival down there, and during those 4 days you could do whatever you wanted. By the way, this was the ancient ritual of Christmas. Between Christmas and New Year's, there were many countries that's how they celebrated between Christmas and New Year's. Whatever you did, you weren't allowed to be charged. So you can understand what people did during that time. So if you look up the history of Christmas, what was celebrated Christmas time historically. So Sodom and Amorah were vile and immoral people. And when a stranger would come to town and he'd bring his wares to sell, so everyone would gather around and take a look. And let's say he had a wagon full of grapes. Everyone would take one grape. But you understand that if everyone takes one grape, then you can finish off this whole wagon. And if he'd start yelling, so each person would say, "What do you want from me? I only took one." And after they'd polish off everything he came to sell, they'd all get together, and form a mob and start yelling at him and chase him out of town. When Avram came and saved Lot, so Lot's wife had a daughter, and she called her Paltit, because Paltit was over the idea that Hashem was Polet, Hashem saved the Lot and his family and all the kings over there. Now, one of the people of Sodom married her, and then she was caught giving bread to a poor man, which was against the laws of Sodom, so they burnt her at the stake. So Lot's own daughter was burnt now. Now, Lot's wife, her name was, who knows? Edis. Edis. Yeah. Others have it that her name was Iris. I always wonder when they tell me a woman's name is Iris in modern Hebrew, or Iris in English, or Edith, right? So we have a tradition that she became a pillar of salt, and not far from the Kidron Valley is where Eshet Lot is. He says that he personally went after midnight and saw her form there. The form only lasts for a short amount of time. 2 hours before sunrise, there's only like two hands with left. And the reason is because hundreds of goats come around and they lick up that pillar of salt every day. The minimum that's always left is 2 tfachim, 2 hands width. This is interesting. This is a medrash I heard as a child in first or second grade, and this is the first time I'm seeing it inside. You see, this is Girsa de Ankusa. Chazal said, try to get it in when they're young. I don't remember the Gemara I learned yesterday, but I remember this medrash I learned over 2 decades ago, almost 3 decades ago. So, and before midnight, so then she takes form again, this the wife of Lot in her pillar form. And he says, from there, I went to the place of Sodom and Amorah that was sunk into the sea. And that's a very dark place, and there's still smoke coming out of there. So he's quoting a sefer. He gives us a Rashi Tevos here for the sefer he's quoting.
Field trip.
Gililos Eretz Yisrael. Okay. The wife of Lot doesn't have a Gilgal, because the Torah says she's there ad hayom hazeh. So her soul remains dormant. And
why does she deserve? I know the whole thing of the soul.
I don't know.
That's for soul, she didn't give it or whatever.
I don't know.
That's a very harsh penalty for just like West the fact that happened. Like she happened to be a curious person.
That's not what she was penalized for, but at any rate, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. But she does have a tikkun in that the Torah says every sacrifice has to have melach, and every table has to have melach. And he says melach is the letters of machal, and they are the letters of lechem. Machal is forgiven. Mechila. The whole story of Sodom happened on the 16th of Nisan. And he quotes over here, again, I don't know who this Rashi Tevos is. Kor Chaim, maybe? What is it? Kor Chaim, yes. That when the stars in the constellation of Tumim, the twins, get together.
Which one's that?
So they force.
Huh?
I don't know.
It's Gemini, but what is it in
the Tumim?
Yeah.
They force fire and sulfur on Earth, and nations get destroyed. When it says Vahashem, so Chazal tell us Vahashem means him and his heavenly court. So his heavenly court, he claims, is that Hashem acts through those stars. That's the idea of Hashem and his court. Where Chazal tells us anytime it says in the Torah Vahashem, it means Hu Ubeit Dino. So he suggests, he says that what it means Beit Dino is with the stars, that through the constellations Hashem makes the following thing happen. So we know that Lot's daughters slept with their father, and then Lot and his daughters and their children went and traveled to the other side of the Jordan, and that's where Lot's grandchildren, which were also his children, that's where they grew up. They took women from Canaan, and they had children, and that's why on the other side of the Jordan we have Ammon and Moab, the two sons of Lot. That's where Lot went to live after this whole story, and that's where those two nations developed.